I'm Marco Werman with The World. Pasta might be slang for money, but it's the Parmesan cheese that's making the big bucks. Recently, an Italian cheesemaker made this financial announcement. It raised more than $6 million in bonds backed by wheels of Parmesan cheese. Yeah, ask your broker. I asked Fabio Parasecoli, the director of the Food Studies Initiative at the New School in New York City.
I don't think that Parmigiano is valuable per se. I mean, it has an aura of reputation because historically it's one of the best known cheeses, both within Italy and abroad. We have documents from the late Middle Ages that already attest to the distribution of Parmesan all over Europe. And it is one of the cheeses that in the EU system is protected by a protected denomination of origin. So it's definitely one of the most visible cheeses in Italy, but I wouldn't say it's maybe the most expensive one.
What do you think is going on? I mean, what does it mean that an Italian cheese company has turned to their own product to guarantee bonds?
It's mainly reflects the state of the economy right now. The crisis started in Italy later than in the US, but it's been deeper and it's still going on. The consequence of this, it is very difficult for small companies to secure any sort of investments, also from banks. Especially, you have to keep in mind that many of Italian food producers are really, really small. When it comes to this sort of more traditional products in very specific places, so it's very difficult for these companies right now to get loans from banks. What they can bank on is the reputation of their cheese, the popularity of their cheese. So I think there are all these elements that make this bond offer plausible and successful.
I mean, my understanding of bonds, a bond is issued and sold to raise money for projects, and presumably the cheese would guarantee that the bond has value while it's being sold. That must also mean that there must be a lot of Parmigiano wheels around Italy to guarantee that, right?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, here we're talking about the wheels of a specific company, but the cheese is so well known, both in Italy and abroad, that the production is really, really likely to be completely sold out.
Is this a stunt, Fabio?
I don't think so. Keep in mind that the region where Parmigiano Reggiano is produced, Emilia-Romagna, is probably one with the highest standard of living in Italy. It's one where there are lots of economic initiatives. I think it's really a company trying to bank on the name of its product and the fact that they have a very good possibility to sell it all, to raise money for projects and to continue.
So you're Italian, Fabio. What is the one dish that you absolutely positively must have Parmigiana sprinkled on?
You know, the traditional tagliatelle with ragù from the area of Bologna, which is close to Parmesan, is perfect with that. But Parmesan is also very good as a snack to eat by itself.
Yeah, I love it that way. Just scrape a piece off and eat it.
Exactly. And with a little drop of balsamic vinegar, but the real traditional balsamic vinegar from Modena, it's absolutely fantastic.
And who knows, maybe if you eat Parmigiana today, you'll be eating a guaranteed bond. Who knows?
Oh, probably.
Fabio Parasecoli directs the Food Studies Initiative at the New School in New York City. Thank you very much for telling us about this.
Thank you, Marco.